Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
I got to get a teleprompter. I've got too many papers around here. I'm OCD. I can't stand it. It's messy, messy, messy. But we shall persevere. Jimmy is waving because Jimmy likes to have attention. Let me see.
I'm waving to my daughter.
I know. Jimmy's the only guy that would guest on a radio show just to get some FaceTime with his daughter. We are joined today. Mike will be here for the bonus show this week.
Oh,
this
good.
Is the last of the Rob Spiewak radio experiments. And I'd say that we're batting about 500, maybe 350. But today we are joined from... are you in Manassas or you're not at the par, are you?
Me, I'm at the Zit.
Okay, he's in the Zit. And from New Zealand, it's Jimmy Cerrito. We all know Jimmy. And from New Zealand, his daughter, who we've all watched grow up, Kelsey Cerrito, an international broadcast.
Hey.
And Owen, who can hear but cannot talk.
That's good. They'll get along great.
Which is good for us.
So, not that I don't love what's going on in Manassas. But somehow I'm drawn to New Zealand. It's 1 a.m. It's pitch black there. Now, I thought you guys we've talked briefly about you and you're traveling the world and living off the land. Why are you in in what looks like a suburban kitchen? Did you break in somewhere?
We have walls. Yes.
Please tell me your current situation, Kelsey.
So we sold our van. We sold our house on wheels and we moved in with a good friend just for a month. We leave in 5 days to fly to Australia. So we're just kind of soaking in being able to stand up for a while.
Now, how long did you go to New Zealand with the van or did you buy the van in New Zealand?
We bought it here. So that was kind of the plan. We knew it was like super easy to travel via van here. But Owen arrived here 2 weeks before I did, or 2 months before I did, and he bought the van, and It was perfect. It was awesome. Little Toyota.
What kind of van was it? Was it an American-made van, or was it a New Zealand brand? What was it?
It's a right-hand drive Toyota Hiace manual, little 5-speed. It was so awesome.
That sounds great. And how much does it cost to buy a van over there?
It was 11,500 New Zealand. So that's like seven grand.
Do you like the money system over there? Do they have coins and paper or what do they do? Do they write checks? Is it all crypto? How do you buy things?
It's all Bitcoin.
All of it. Blockchain.
It's all grandma's Venmo.
But
yeah.
Well, that is cool. So you have been in New Zealand you don't have the van, but with the van. How long have you been there?
We've been here over a year now, so it's been a while.
That's for you. That's like putting down roots. I mean, you've been all over the place in the past. When did you started traveling just after you graduated college, right?
Pretty much. I was like, I came to New Zealand by myself. And I went to Australia by myself right after I graduated from grad school thinking, I'll just go on a little 6-week vacation. And when I get home, I'll start my career. Yeah, that I'm still working on that. So,
well, I mean, you can find work in other places. I think the first time we knew you had that sort of travel gene is when Jimmy told us that you were nannying on a yacht. Is that the first sort of travel gig you had? When was that? How long ago was that? Make me feel old.
That was 5 years ago. Yeah. So that was pretty much right after I got home from Australia. I got the opportunity to get on the boat. So that was really cool.
So, Jimmy, when that happened, when the whole boat thing happened, as a dad, and, you know, we are dads of similarly aged daughters. And how did you feel about that she was heading out and just going to see the world? As a dad, were you enthusiastic or did you feel hesitant for her? Because that's quite a commitment.
You're scared to death and happy as can be at the same time.
Why happy? Because you're rid of her or?
Because I knew I would be invited to go on the boat too.
Oh, did you actually get to the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're America's guest. You get to go places and do things. Right. So you did the boat thing, and I got to ask this about New Zealand, is how, as an American like me, I'm painfully American, and you are American as well. How easy is it to sort of just land and fit in there? Because I know Australia is embracing of America.
Oh, I was fine. I just went right on the boat, started eating things. Oh, you're talking to Kelsey?
Well, yeah. I'm sure it's easier to blend in on a boat with six people than it is in a full country. But Jimmy can make himself at home anywhere. But it's easy. Do you just, are they a friendly people?
Oh, my gosh. New Zealand's so friendly. Everyone is awesome here. And it's a super easy place to travel to because it's English-speaking country. It's everything is, they're just a funny accent, but it's amazing. Other than that, it really just feels like the whole state of Colorado in one country. There's just so much beauty in this whole place.
Now, is the accent, it's like the Australian accent, right?
Yeah, pretty similar. And then we were talking about this last night too, because there's the native Maoris as well, and they have a pretty thick accent too, where sometimes you really have to slow down and listen. Like, what am I
native,
listening to
you
right
say
now?
Native but, what? Maoris?
Maori, the Maori,
oh,
Maori.
Yeah. It's spelled different than it sounds, but I know it. Actually, this is so depressing. I know it from a Bing Crosby song. Do they ever ask you to slow down? Because Americans talk fast.
I don't know. Not really.
Good.
But the thing too with traveling is, most of our friends have become Europeans or English people, kind of like we're staying with the Chilean girl right now. Like we're kind of a big variety mixed here, which is really cool.
I don't understand why anyone would want to leave America at this time. I just don't get it. with that being said, you spent enough time over there and overseas. What is the opinion of America by the New Zealanders? I guess, is it okay to call them Kiwis?
Yeah, definitely.
That's not.
Yeah.
I won't get canceled for that.
No, you won't get canceled for that. But you might get canceled for this question.
No. Well, you're answering the question. You're the one who's going to get canceled. I know. What is the general opinion of Americans in New Zealand?
I would say a lot of it is like the typical American, just ding dong. Is anyone upstairs?
They think we're idiots, don't they? I blame TikTok. When someone gets 10 million followers because he's bouncing a ping pong ball on pans, that's not really showing the strength of our STEM, our science, our technology, our engineering.
Or the guy that's eating raw chicken every day. He's on day 90 or something.
Everyone, I'm not saying anybody's perfect. Believe me, I'm the poster child of imperfection. But try to hide your imperfections, at least internationally. Don't let them know that, here's what's America up to. Well, there's an election going on, but mostly people are eating tablespoons of cinnamon. That's the kind of impression that I think that they're getting over there. And it's shameful, really. So when you introduce yourself, you obviously present yourself as, with your accent. They probably can spot you as an American right away. Do they kind of look down on you and ask questions about America?
I think
they have to have curiosity about Donald Trump, because that we've sort of eased ourselves into that. And so we accept it. But for an outsider, it must seem like a ridiculous science fiction fairy tale.
So when I came here by myself 5 or 6 years ago, I was still living in Manassas and I was still calling Washington, D.C. home, which will always be home.
Yeah.
But when I came here and everyone said, oh, where are you from? Well, I'm from the States. I'm from Washington, D.C. That's all they wanted to talk about was, oh, my gosh, you're president. What a laughing. You guys are hilarious. You're keeping us all entertained.
That's nice. We're keeping a country entertained. Yeah. That's good.
Look what they're doing now.
And now that Colorado home,
So you keep referencing Colorado. There are a lot of pot in New Zealand. I know you don't smoke, But
no, just Karen. Really? I would never.
No, never, never. Nor would your dad.
Nor would
comes from edibles.
Good parenting.
They know to edibles.
Yeah,
can't trust them.
It damn near ruined our trip to New Orleans.
Can't trust them.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Jimmy spent a week there one night. But no, I mean,
dinner,
you know,
was great.
Pot is I know. I think Carrie's still at that hamburger place waiting for you.
Is it legal in New Zealand, Kels?
Yeah, is it legal?
No, it's not. No.
How did you know that answer so quickly, Owen?
He can't talk. You can't fault a man for being well read and understanding things. It's awesome. When you're driving around in a van, I imagine you stub your toe, you get a hangnail. What's the medical situation over there? Is it free?
Yeah, so it kind of depends. If you get injured in country, then you can get on a thing called ACC, and then they kind of set you up for success. So it's kind of the perfect country to get hurt in if you want.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mike has just taken up axe throwing, so maybe you should do the same thing. Speaking of hurting, I got cut. I don't know if you can see that gash on my finger. Ooh. Right there, based on people being impolite. Carrie, it was weird. I almost wanted to check her for health. You know, Carrie, my wife of 27 years. She said, "Do you know what?" I said, "What?" She says, "The votive candles on our deck are very dirty." I said, "Really? This is what we're going to focus on right now? We're not going to dust or vacuum. We're going to look at the votive candles on the deck." She said, "Yeah, they're molded." And so she got them and began to wash them. And she says, "Well, this isn't coming clean." And I said, "Well, what you got to do is put them in the dishwasher. You can put most things in the dishwasher. You do great." Well, what I didn't know is that while she was scrubbing the votive candles, she broke one. And she didn't tell me. And she... guess, I don't know if she even thought she got the glass out of the sink, but the next day I was doing dishes and I hit the garbage disposal and it made a tremendous racket. Turned it off right away because I assumed, like anyone would, there's a spoon down there, right?
Did the smart thing and shoved your hand.
Yep,
right,
and I didn't even take the black rubber thing out. I just, you know, the incinerator.
Held on to the light switch.
No, I was alone in the house. I was alone in the house. But the incinerator, I got to tell you, is a great product. And when it rattles and clatters like that, you got to get the spoon out. Now, you can take out the little black rubber gasket so you can see. No need. I just reached in and I didn't grab a spoon. I grabbed a shattered votive candle glass. And
did you finger it out finally?
I was able to get it out. I spoke a few words that we try to avoid on the podcast, and then I was able to retrieve it. But then there was little bits of glass down there because, you know, it got all ground up and it was still a little noisy, but I was able to defeat that today because, being the wise man that I am, when I went to feed my dog, this is a really roundabout story. By the way, my finger's getting better. This is like Pulp Fiction. I'll tell you the end first. My finger's getting better. But this morning I went to feed the dogs. I have Linus, who is exceptionally weird, and Sebastian, who's really stupid. And so I fed Sebastian, you know, gave him the food, and his water dish is right by it. And then I get another scoop and I walk over, and not like I haven't been doing this for 11 years, I poured Linus's food into his water. And here's the thing. He looks at me because I screwed up. He knows it's wrong. So I had to put... once the dog food went through the garbage disposal, the glass is gone. That's my story. That's how I cut my finger. And if she had just told me that she broke a glass, all of this could have been avoided.
So I have one question about that story.
Only one?
What kind of candle was it?
A votive candle.
What the heck is that?
Don't you know? It's very important. It's very important to votive every 4 years.
Yeah.
A little baby candle, like it's like a circle, maybe the size of four or five poker chips stacked up, and you put them in things. You know, votive is it gives it a religious connotation.
Carrie, they're at the dollar store.
They are at the dollar store. But now here's the problem. See, the votive candles go into the seven votive holders, and we have a barrel stave. You know what a barrel stave is, Jimmy?
No, I'm going to rip my face off right now.
No, don't. You mustn't. A barrel stave is one of the curved parts of a barrel, right?
Okay.
And so We went to a fair or something, and she bought a barrel stave that had 7 slots for candles. And you put it, it's really quite lovely when it's not molded. And so now we have 7 slots, but only 6 of the glasses to fill it. So I know she's going to have to buy 7 new voters.
Is it some sort of Jewish candle?
No, it's not a Jewish candle.
All right.
Dad's only familiar with Yankee.
Yeah. He has one that smells like wings, right?
Like wing sauce.
The Yankee candle.
Rob, do you remember that Kelsey catered to your injury?
Yes, I remember, and I'm so happy you brought it up.
You need some help with your finger today?
No, I'm okay. This had nothing to do with raging alcoholism. This was just stupidity.
If you stick your finger in alcohol, it'll probably heal it really quick.
Depends on what it is. I don't want to stick it in any rail alcohol.
Then you can
like
drink
Bowman's.
Like
I'm not going to put it in Bowman's. But I suffered a nasty fall at a Podcast Village Christmas party, and they were considering taking me to the hospital, but I was able to.
But the hospital would have rejected you,
of course, as they always do. I stand outside.
Don't bring that in here.
Can I come in here now? No, they only take me in when my liver fails, and then they're just the best.
Jesus, so, Rob.
Well, no, that's what happened. That's the last time I was in a hospital.
You went from your thing, yes.
Well, yeah, you know. Well, I'm better now. I'm better now. See, here's the secret.
Right, you better get that finger checked out.
No,
is that your doctor?
That's my good doctor, Dr. Pepper. Mike gives me grief for drinking sugared sodas, but they've taken away good food. They've taken away alcohol. They've taken everything. Give me something. That's all I want.
I used to be a pepper. I'm not.
You're
a
not
pepper
a pepper anymore.
No.
Don't you serve pepper in your establishment?
No, birch beer.
Hey, you've switched. I love birch beer.
Root beer and birch beer.
Yeah, birch beer leans red in the glass.
Yes.
Have we even mentioned that you are a noted restaurateur? I guess I was so excited to talk about how New Zealanders hate us. I never got into the fact that we could mention your restaurant / bar. It has the coldest beer in town.
Yes. And coming soon to my,
yes,
to the masses. Here it is. Coming soon.
Piece of paper.
Bum,
bum, bum. Oh, is that the label for the Jot hot sauce?
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's very, very cool. Now, will that be available only online, or do you buy it at the establishment, or how do we get that?
All of the above.
Get it all there. And that's fantastic.
All of the above. And coming soon to a store near you.
Yeah. Reasonably priced?
Yeah, they're only $86 a bottle.
Now, where... What store? You know you're not going to get into a store. What store would you like to be at? Like Kohl's?
Yeah. I'm thinking we can sell them at the Anchor Bar store in Buffalo.
Oh, and the Anchor Bar that is spreading everywhere. We love that.
Sell them at their gift shop.
Yeah. We have an Anchor Bar out here. Unrewarding. Meaningless.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Right. I better be good.
No. Talk you
about your finger.
Josh, but we do have a store.
Oh, yeah.
We do have,
you know,
a store,
what?
Depending on the margins.
We could put it into the TMOS store. That would be great.
We can work out some sort of a consignment deal.
And also, well, that I think,
you know,
more
what?
Of like, I think consignment is more like used clothes, isn't it?
We can work something out.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
You know what, Josh? Mike will be excited about that because we'll be rich.
Mike likes to be rich.
We'll all be rich.
Hey, you know what? Could we sell it?
We're going to sell lots of wing sauce.
Could we sell it in Vegas?
You know what? Maybe we could be like Oprah and everybody gets a bottle of wing
you
sauce.
Get sauce. You get sauce. You get sauce.
Only if you're transporting it. Because I'm not carrying a bunch of bottles through security.
Yeah, you could mail it. You know, I think that might be a way to go. But it seems to me that at one of our Vegas shows, who was that pornographer? Dennis
My
Hoff.
Daughter's on the
show. I mean,
today.
He was not selling pornography that night, but I mean, everyone has to have a job. I don't know if I'd rather be known as a pornographer or a podcaster. Neither one of them carry a lot of honor.
Porn, bro.
No, he had Dennis Hoff hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
he
really?
Distributed it. Yeah. And then he died. So.
I hate to ask about that sauce.
Well, no, I don't. It burns, Jimmy. It burns every time.
Kelsey, go to bed.
All right, back to New Zealand, and a thank you again, you guys, for getting up at 1 in the morning, but I think you probably just stayed up.
She was already up.
So
it's
1 a.m. tomorrow? Yeah. Is that how
August
it works?
August 1st here. It's August 1st. Yeah.
It's 16 hours ahead of us, Rob.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's not like you already know the Olympic results.
I do, but it's going to cost you.
I was going to say. Now, does New Zealand... I know you're following the Olympics because I heard that Jimmy is actually like FaceTiming you the stream of the Peacock coverage, which, by the way, has got to violate 10 laws. But obviously you're American, so you're voting USA, USA, USA. Is there any sort of drive to root for the New Zealand team? And if so, what are they good at?
Totally. Rugby's huge here. So we've learned a lot about rugby since we've been here, which is super rad.
Do you play rugby? No. Because I've seen some of the female rugby players, and how shall I put it? Sturdy women. Very sturdy. Yeah.
Yeah. To put it nicely. Yeah.
And that wasn't that nice. But rugby's the big sport there. Do they have a lot of athletes? Because, you know, it's funny when you watch the parade, there was like the United States ship that really looked like the Love Boat. And then there's like the little boats that only have like two athletes on it. How many athletes? Did they have a lot of athletes in New Zealand?
Yeah, for sure. And I guess I didn't realize that either. But when you watch on the New Zealand channels, you see like the swimming is it's all New Zealand based, just like it is back home. It's all geared towards US. So
unless we do something really stupid, I'm sure they cover that.
Yeah, all the time.
Love it. I love it. So yeah, you got that going on with the New Zealand Olympics.
Is there horses in the Olympics this year? Equestrian?
Breakdancing horses is what I heard.
And that's a big deal. Break horses? No. Breakdancing horses, Rob?
I heard. That's what I heard. I don't know. But, you know, it's funny. You think about it. You've got that sort of international sort of they lean towards the New Zealand. That would make perfect sense. Do you have any – I sound like I'm 5 years old. Do you have any American TV over there? Like if you wanted to watch like a – Comedy Central or my personal favorite Turner Classic Movies. Do they have anything that comes in on like DirecTV or satellite or cable?
I've tried to get all of that specifically for the Olympics, and there's the rights here. I mean, it varies for a region that you're in.
Right.
But even Netflix, like we can get Netflix, but it's almost a whole different lineup of what you can watch.
Sure. It's New Zealand Netflix.
Yeah, it is.
Even the little sound at the beginning when you sign on has an accent. Did we bore Owen? Yeah. He left.
He went to get a Red Bull.
I'm a very sensitive fellow, and it makes me sad when someone walks away when I'm talking. I'm already sort
Now we can talk about him.
Yeah, but he can't talk. So how, you know, okay, Jimmy brings it up. He's the pop. What does that say? He's only, instead of grandkids, can I interest you in a candle? There you go. You know what? That's not unlike a votive candle right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? Oh, you've lit.
Ow! Just cut my finger on it.
Stop it.
You
see
now? With that?
Now he's mocking me, which is no good. Owen's walking away. Jimmy's making fun of me.
How long, Rob? Are you going to have grandkids one day?
I hope so. Yeah. I think that Robert's going to be my hot ticket to grandchildren. Not so much Julia. We'll see.
All right.
Well, there has to be a Robert W. Spiewak IV, so the name can carry on.
Maybe we can.
Jimmy needs that too.
Yeah.
We adopt grandkids and we can share them. Rob and I can share a couple.
I'm going to be a great grandfather. Well, I'm not a great grandfather, but I'm going to be an exceptional grandfather.
Exceptionally great grandfather.
Now you make me sound like Trump. I'm going to be good and strong and great. So, Owen, I'm going to talk about you a little bit. Kind of you to join the show. This is sort of like a bonus. How long have you guys been a couple? He walked away again.
Great. There he goes. Oh, dog.
He's gone.
Why?
All right, you're gonna have
he's in and out just like that.
All right, Kelsey, you're gonna have to entertain
the questions. Back over here.
You're gonna have to entertain the questions. How long have you been dating?
We've been together about 3.5 years, I think.
That's an eternity. Why don't you know? Ages. What about the ring?
But what about it? Yeah.
I mean. I know for a fact, in real life, I've talked to your father, and he's very fond of Owen. He's well-liked. He's a good guy. Maureen Donahue Cerrito. I don't approve of him because apparently he hates my show. But Maureen Donahue Cerrito is a fan. So it seems like it's the natural next step. Am I being too pushy?
You're not being too pushy, but I just, like, it's not the first thing on our minds because we're super happy with the traveling, and all we really care about is snowboarding. So it's just nice to have someone to do that with.
Do a snowboarding themed wedding. You could do that. Jimmy, you could participate.
Dad can ski now. He could do that.
Yeah. That'd be great. Right. Now, have you been to New Zealand to visit her, Jimmy? I know you went to the boat.
We, Maureen and I follow these kids anywhere they go.
Did the van sleep four?
I think three of us were sleeping while Owen was driving most of the time.
Wow.
Hey, look, sheep.
A lot of sheep over there. A lot of sheep. Woolens must be very popular.
6-1 for sheep to humans.
Yeah.
I could make a really tasteless joke, but I choose not to.
Rob, it made me very sleepy counting all those sheep. All
yeah, I understand, Jimmy. We all understand your joke.
We did go. We had a good time. We saw where Lord of the Rings was filmed.
Right? That's about the only ring we're going to get these days.
Hey, there she goes. Boom. Boom. I'm wondering, with all those sheep, New Zealand Grindr must be a very different app.
Rob?
What?
Farmers only.
I promise I was banned
from airing in New Zealand.
I promise, sir. I was just trying to help the sheep over the fence.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That's all.
Whoa, so, you changed the subject.
You are very happy together, and I know you are loved, Owen, so I think that's great.
You know, Rob, can I tell you the first time I met Owen was like this, a similar situation, a Zoom call, a FaceTime call.
Was it?
Yes, and you were out in Colorado. And yeah. Owen was wearing a Buffalo Bills t-shirt.
Kiss ass.
And I was very excited that Kelsey found a Bills fan as a boyfriend.
I probably made him wear it.
I would think that's probably what you do. Yeah.
Maybe. I found out later it was my shirt.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
That's funny. Really set him up for success.
Get that back yet, Owen?
So, Owen, has Owen ever been to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
Yes, we ran out of wings when he got there.
He's a fan. That's
good. He ate them all.
Yeah, that's good. I imagine when you were there, Jimmy wasn't there. But
can Owen talk yet?
No,
he's not allowed to talk.
He can see if he yells. You see,
is this like a Penn and Teller interview here.
Here's
what's Jimmy, going on here.
Let me break it down so you can understand, because we watched you with earbuds earlier, which was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Here's the favorite. I will get to this in a moment about the earbuds, but this is what we had for 10 minutes before we rolled. I can't hear you. Hi, Rob. And then I'd talk and he'd see me talk and he'd say, can't hear you. And then he pulled out these wireless earbuds that were just fine 15 years ago. And he said, I can't get them to connect with Bluetooth.
They're wireless, but I still had to connect them to a...
Jimmy, everything is wireless if you don't plug it in. They're not Bluetooth headphones. But anyway, so Kelsey has proper Bluetooth headphones that are wireless, and there's two of them. One goes in your left ear, and the other goes in your right ear. But she has the one with the microphone in it. Owen, so if he wants to talk, you know what? He'd have to snuggle.
Like this.
Yeah, see? That's how you do it.
Whisper in my ear.
Whisper in her nothings.
That's right. Owen, whisper in her ear how you don't like this podcast, and you're going to walk away again.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll speak for Owen. So,
great.
Rob,
great.
You can ask Owen a question, and I will give you the answer.
All right, Owen, what do you think of Jimmy Cerrito?
You know, at first I was hesitant to get anywhere within a mile of him.
Yeah. And then
I just didn't want him to start talking to me and asking me questions. And
because your farts are smelly.
Wow. Really? We're going there?
Once I got to know him and I was able to taste his wings and his poutine.
That is not a
euphemism. Clipped his nose hairs.
Okay.
It was kind of easy to be around him now. I really enjoy being around my
Jimmy, your nose hairs have never looked better. I will say that. I will say that is very true.
True bonding.
Cleaning them out again in Vegas. Now,
I have one question that actually this is something I do not know. I count Jimmy as one of my greatest friends. I mean, I don't have many, so it's easy to rise to the top. But we have traveled together. We have hung out together. You've had me to your home. You're such a nice guy, an accommodating guy, and a lovely person. But I don't know really how we met. I know it was through Mike. So how did you meet Mike O'Mara?
Oh, how did I meet Mike?
Yeah. Or how did Mike meet you?
My earliest memories are this.
Yeah.
I was turned on to the show by our friend Rich Hostelli years and years ago.
I love Rich. I hope he's listening. Hi, Rich.
He will be. He is. Yep. And
handsome guy.
Tall.
Very tall. Yeah. Likes his ladies. You know.
I always just like to listen to heavy metal, and Rich was, as a wedding gift to Marina and I, he said he would come over and build us a deck on our house. Are you getting this, Kelsey? Yep.
Why does it mean, why did you bring up heavy metal before you brought up the deck?
Because all I do is listen to heavy metal a lot, and then I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to help you, Rich. So I was cranking heavy metal while we were building this deck.
Oh, no.
And he says, do you mind if we listen to talk radio instead?
Attaboy, Rich.
Nobody listens to talk radio, dude.
Yeah, well, maybe you'd like it if you played it loud.
Next thing I know, I heard your voice. I heard Mike's voice and your voice. Okay,
so that's your earliest memory, but I don't want to paint you as a psychopath. Just because you listen to Mike doesn't mean you know him.
Then I started driving around looking for you guys.
Yeah, psychopath behavior right there. Is he in there?
I got a job at a restaurant in Fairfax, and there was another one in Herndon called Champions.
I heard of it. Yes. It's a legendary sports bar.
I was bartending and marketing. Kelsey was born. I was passing out cigars, and the owner came up and said, hey, we're doing a promotion, and I want you to take all this garb, all these Champions hats and t-shirts, and I want you to go down to WJFK.
You know, this is the first time in all the years I've known you, Jimmy, I've ever heard you use the word garb.
Garb, yeah.
I've got all this garb.
Garb.
Prithee, sirrah, whence are you going with this garb?
Take all this garb down. And
I bet he said merch.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
But he sent me down to your studio and sent me in there with all these hats and t-shirts from the restaurant Champions.
That's great, because there's something that a DJ needs is more free t-shirts. Yeah, hey, there's someone behind you. Do you know
who was that?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I thought perhaps it was a mugger.
Is that a Kiwi?
Yeah, and no. I can say that freely. He's not a Kiwi?
Another sad American.
Oh, that is sad. That is sad. And do you notice how fast he walked? Do you notice how fast he walked off camera? He's taking Owen lessons.
Yeah.
Okay, so you brought your garb, sir, to the radios, and did you hit it off with Mike, or what happened?
No, I was told to wait in the waiting room for almost 45 minutes.
That's how we used to do it.
And then I think Buzz walked by and waited.
Yeah, well, at least he was walking then.
But I was... So then coming up around the promotion that was around the corner.
Yes.
Was the softball game.
Ah, yes. Cheese log softball. I remember that.
The one out at Prince William Cannon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stadium.
It was a big one.
I helped with everything.
Yes.
You all didn't know me then. I was just a little peon.
Yeah. And welcome to the club.
Yeah. Came to Champions. Mike. Oh, I was in charge of the t-shirts.
Ah, again with the garb.
And the permanent markers. And I had to get Mike ready and Don ready to sign everything and line everybody up at Champions.
Okay, you know, I remember I was there that night.
You were there at Champions that night.
Yeah.
You were part of it. You were more than an intern then, I think. I think you were.
Well, yeah. I don't know that I'm more than an intern now.
Were you a custodial engineer? No,
I flip a coin. There were many portions of the Don and Mike show that I was producing. And then I wouldn't produce. And then I would produce. Then I wouldn't produce. It ended rather well, though, because my final job, they created a title for me in studio producer.
The producer,
which allowed me to participate a little more. And I think Kelsey's about to walk away. She looks bored.
This is the last thing I want to say about the first time I met you all.
Okay.
I saved, nobody knows this, Mike O'Mara fans, listen up out there.
Yes.
I saved that softball game.
How?
Cerrito.
Humbly as well.
Because you guys didn't have enough baseball mitts for anybody. So you had all these celebrities like the Redskins and the broadcasters and all these NFL players and Washington Capitals. Mm-hmm. And nobody had any and Jimmy, we need baseball mitts. I showed up at that stadium. I borrowed Kelsey's, all our friends. No, you were just born. I borrowed every neighbor's baseball mitt. I had about 14 baseball mitts in my car, and I raced out there that morning.
That's very cool. I had no idea. Well, you're a can-do guy. I will tell you that. I
walked around the locker room. Here you go, Joe Theismann. Here's your mitt. Oh, I'm
right. Yeah, if you did that, you would still be there because he'd still be talking to you. He's a chatty guy, that Joe Theismann.
He was a little chatty.
But that is cool. Well, I know this about you, Jimmy. You can't stand for people to be unhappy. You are a giver, and that's why you're an amazing restaurateur. And no, it's true. I've traveled with him. I've seen him buy snacks on an airplane for an entire row of people he doesn't know because he wants them to have food.
Plus, I just hit the slot.
Well, that's true. It was like some super terrific North Chinese slot machine, Kitty Cat or something. And no one understood how it worked. And Jimmy put in a quarter and won big. And I'm sure that the flight attendants enjoyed giving the charcuterie boards out with him paying in quarters.
He's making us up, folks.
No. I think you did pay in cash. But Jimmy is the best to travel with. I never knew that you spent time in Los Angeles. You were a bar back in Los Angeles. And your storied past, we always think of you as a Buffalo guy. And that is something that we can attack on another broadcast. But I will say
that. You spent time in L.A. too a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Follow Dad's footsteps out there.
Yeah.
They're probably still there. Oh, by the way, why were you barefoot with Kristen Chubbuck?
What?
Stop it. No one wants to see that. Put that away. Okay.
You know, it's one of the weird, I'm always barefoot.
Me too, but not in an airport. One of the weirdest things about social media are the weird Venn diagrams and circles that people have. And members of our supper club in our neighborhood, the Chubbucks, they're Buffalo people too, but what? Jimmy, are you having a fit?
I met one of them.
I know. What do you think I'm setting up?
That's why I didn't say anything.
So
I'm so excited.
I know. He has content. Very excited. So Kristen Chubbuck is one of our supper clubbers and a good friend. And we get a text or a Facebook post that she spotted you in an airport. What, why, how, and how does she know you?
Stole my shoe. What? She stole my shoe at the TSA check.
Now, to be clear, Mrs. Chubbuck didn't steal your shoe. The TSA stole your shoe.
I'm not quite sure.
Don't cause trouble.
It was in her. It was in my bus tub going through security.
I didn't know they had a name. The bus tub?
The bus tub.
Well, it's just a tray.
The tray. All of my shoes, my belt,
all of his shoes,
permanent markers, my earbuds, my wallet, my
30 catcher's mitts,
my wing sauce, my edibles. No.
Come on.
Everything was going through.
Right.
And all of a sudden, when I got it all out, I was missing a shoe. I only had one shoe. And then this wonderful woman.
Yes.
Sir, is this your shoe?
And was it?
It was my shoe.
Good. That makes me feel better about security.
And then we had quick small talk, and it was very quickly determined that I was Jimmy from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, so she did not recognize you as Jimmy. She just thought you were a street urchin.
She just recognized me as the man. I've seen a man without a shoe. This must be his. I said, well, try it on me. Can you put it on me? And if it fits, then I'll know it's mine.
Well, now it's become Cinderella.
So I have Cinderella, exactly. And
and then you flew away in a giant pumpkin. Well, that's not the story I expected, but it's the one I got. No, and I believe daughter, I said I this. I believe I said this in the pre-show, Jimmy. I felt sorry for the man who had no shoes.
I felt sorry for her. She had to touch my shoe.
Until I met the man who had no feet. Kelsey, if you had to offer guidance to anyone else that would have to pick up one of Jimmy's shoes, what would you say?
Wear a hazmat suit.
Okay. She loves you so much.
You know, she looks like her mom, and she's beautiful like her mom, but there's one thing she has that she got for me.
The feet?
Her feet.
Jimmy Cefito. Okay, we're going to come back. We have a special guest that no one is expecting. Ha ha! I love surprises. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, Jim. May I call you Jim?
Yeah, Mr. Jim.
Okay, Mr. Jim. My laundry detergent used to come in a big, stupid jug, and the smell was meh, and I didn't care about it, and that's why I switched to Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce has partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, and it smells amazing. My favorite scent is definitely sandalwood. I smell like it right now. I wish you were all here. I wish you were here to smell me. I honestly mean that. Owen, I wish you were here to smell me. Because
I smell
great.
Smell button.
Yes, hook up the wireless nose. They've stripped away, this is what Laundry Sauce has done. They stripped away all the unnecessary ingredients, and they maximized hardworking stain fighters, and they put them in pods. And I know this because I work on a podcast.
Yeah, they put them in a pod.
Yeah, and Laundry Sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, dryer balls, fabric softeners, and even candles. Candles for Jimmy. And if you're not happy, send your stuff back, and you will get a full refund. No questions asked. Come smell me in Vegas. It honestly is to a point.
Can you bring
now.
Some of those dryer balls with you out to Vegas? Those things are handy.
I'll mail them to you. Everyone loves dryer balls.
So that's a new thing.
Yeah, it's not that new.
Do they have those in New Zealand, Kels? Do you guys have dryer balls?
They don't even use dryers here. You line dry everything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and you don't have dryer balls?
You try to put the sheep up there. All right, let's finish this, shall we? It started out so well. Elevate your laundry with Laundry Sauce and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off.
Still in the middle of the promo, sorry.
Yeah. Now's the time to not talk. That's the best offer, and you'll find, but you got to use the code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS for 15% off. You can click the button on our website. Now, we're talking about Las Vegas. We thought it would be nice to bring in someone who knows what the Vegas experience is like with the Mike O'Mara Show, and no better one than this. Hall of Famer, P1, Postal Service aficionado, and if you ever have gotten a fruitcake from the show, she had something to do with it. It's Sharon Bailey. Shay Bay, how are you?
Hey! Hey, Kelsey! Hey, Jimmy!
I have now officially lost control of the show. Before we talk about Las Vegas, you know, cancer is something that I have near and dear to my heart. My son is a leukemia survivor. And Kelsey and Owen and Jimmy, you got to hear about this. Maryland Trek 11. And Sharon is very entrenched in this. Is it the project of weatherman Justin Burke, or is he just a face? How does it work?
Indeed. If you're familiar with the Ballmer area, hon, Justin Burke was a local weatherman for years back there. And as a child, he almost lost his leg to what they called was cancer, but it wasn't. So he's kind of morphed into this trek thing, which is a walk across Maryland, biking and hiking from Wisp in the mountains down all the way to Ocean City in 7 days. And basically, it's a marathon of walking and another 20 or 30 miles of biking. And each day we represent a different child that has some kind of either neuroblastoma or some other kind of incurable cancer. And these families are in holistic treatments. And his 501c3, which is Just Empower Kids, raises money for all that. And then we help up to 200 families. Last year we raised over $100,000. And I'm looking forward to doing it again.
If someone wants to get involved, how do they do it?
Well, you can follow along on his social medias on Facebook. You know, he's Justin Weather, justinweather.com. But the main one is marylandtrek.com. And that tells you, you can follow along on the map. They have an interactive map. It tells you the stories of some of the different families and everything. And there's a donate button right on there. I'm going to have a Facebook fundraiser later this next week awesome. As well going along. I do support. So I have a hashtag. This is what support looks like. We also have a mascot he's hiding over here. This is one of the kids of Sonny the Succulent. Oh. So we have he has an Instagram page.
Oh, because it's succulent. Because I saw on the page it says cancer sucks because cancer it's a succulent. Yeah.
So we have one of the boys.
I thought
good garb right there.
Yeah, that's great garb.
Yeah,
I thought sure you were going to reach for a certain trophy, Sharon. I didn't know.
I put it up there so you can.
Oh, it's your Hall of Fame trophy. Yeah, she only puts that out when she doesn't care how she looks. But that's Maryland Trek, T-R-E-K, marylandtrek.com. You can, of course, donate. I'm sure they would still take volunteers, yes?
Well, it's a special kind of group of people because we're talking about, we don't necessarily take volunteers, but we do have a Kids Trek 2, which will be on, I think it's the day we go through Annapolis and Baltimore Trail. There's a little 1 mile mark where we kind of, when we hit 200 miles, families come down, they have like ice cream and a little snowball thing and some other stuff set up for the kids. So they kind of walk with us.
That's
along.
Great. That's cool. Well, so as what I said, do
is just a lot of support stuff. So, running around, making sure people got water, making sure people aren't falling out. We have a running joke about State Highway where we're going to scoop them up if they're, but it's all good fun.
There are several charities that support research against children's cancer. They all mean a lot to me because my son is now perfectly healthy and 6'5". It's ridiculous. But Sharon, thank you so much for doing that. But when you're not trying to make society better, you're really killing it in Las Vegas. I think we have 99 days until we're going to be out there. Mr. Jimmy is going to be there. I know you're going to be there. What are the things that you bought tickets like right away as soon as we announced it? What is it about the Vegas trips and the Vegas shows for the Michael Mara Show that you love so much?
It's the family. I know you guys were joking about it with Justin, but it's the family atmosphere. We have turned this into a convention of everyone getting together and hanging out here. You go to Dino's or you go, we're up in Freedom Beat, or we're hanging out, just down by the pool and all that. Yeah. Everybody has their own factions. In fact, we just got back with the pool party out in Chico with the Kelseys.
Yes, the Kelseys were lovely to host all that.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. And we were all talking about what we're going to do in Vegas. Like, okay, who wants to go to the Pinball Museum and who wants to go to Brian Christopher Slots and who's going to bingo? And we got a 9-hole golf sucky tournament thing we talked about doing. So we
you know how to ideas. Sell it, Sharon.
No. It's the worst golfer. Instead of doing like the best golfing kind of thing, we were just going to be terrible golfers.
I understand. And you all get together, you all go out, you go adventure, you meet new friends. I love how you guys embrace newcomers.
Yes. And Jan is a perfect example of that. She didn't know a lot about the show. Steve brought her in. When she met everybody, she's like fell in love with everyone, So it's great to see like Linda Herr and just so many ones and people that we don't know. And just talking to random people on the street. I mean, last year, we had the loofahs with the bark.
Yes.
On them, so everybody was going around scanning the bark. Telling you about the show.
Yakuza has one around his neck.
Right, exactly. Goose comes.
Yeah, Goose will be there.
Everyone will.
But the best
everyone
is the gambling.
The gambling is great. I know that might not be the best for everybody, but that's the best for Sharon. We all know.
Shake hands with Dennis Murphy.
Dennis can play blackjack. Don't let him fool you.
But you guys are wonderful, and I think that it's been said before, but it merits repeating. When you see someone that's out there for a TMOS event, you've already got a huge common interest. So you know you're going to share a sense of humor and certain things that are just common between you. It's a great way to make friends, and it is a hell of a lot of fun. We're all going to stay in the same hotel, so you're going to be seeing everybody all the time for just the right amount of days. If
and
you stayed like through
part,
Tuesday, it'd be
right
too much.
Hotel. Because
oh, yeah,
if you
the
don't
downtown
stay
Grand.
Downtown in the hotel, especially if you go out on the strip, forget it. That's a whole other city. It's like living in Reno. So
yeah, I mean, it is.
Just make sure you're in the place to be, because everybody's going to have FOMO. And if you don't, you know, plus there's a jerky store right down the street. We got the zip line right on the main drag. You know, who knows what's going to happen? They had a Taylor Swift lookalike thing down there in front of Binion's a couple days ago. So
I actually won a Taylor Swift lookalike contest at the jerky store.
I see it. Nope.
That was before.
So many people, though. I mean, just getting to know everybody. You know, you got your Steph Larson, Steph Baker, all the. I mean, everybody that you see in the background, and it's just good to get together with everybody. That's all.
I'll take my edibles later in the night.
Good. Thank you, Jimmy. And also, we should mention that the Downtown Grand is literally spitting distance from that Fremont Street experience. You have no lack of things to do. It is a perfect location, and it is I will say this, that the Downtown Grand, the casino is perfect. It is not too big. It is friendly, and they have single-deck blackjack, so let's do it. So come on out. That's November 9th. You can get all the information you need at MikeOMaraShow.com. And if you want to follow Sharon, look on social media or follow at MarylandTrek.com. Thank you for helping our kids out, Sharon. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bay. Yes. Rob, it's a live show around the pool?
Yes.
How does that
Why are
work?
You asking her? I'm right here. We are doing the show above. It's on the roof of the hotel. It's the citrus
the pool deck.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Can we swim during the show?
We'll see.
You want to get electrocuted, Jimmy?
It depends, Jimmy. It depends if you've eaten 30 minutes before the show or not. We don't want you cramping up. We'll look into that. All rules will be posted, and we appreciate it.
Okay.
Shea Bay, love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go Bills.
All right, go Bills. What? That doesn't even fit in.
Yeah, because she's a Baltimore fan. Go
Vegas, baby.
We all love Las Vegas. That's what we're doing. So, yes, thank you, Sharon. I do appreciate it. Go Bills.
Yeah.
I've got to kick Sharon out. Sorry, Sharon. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
She's going.
Bye.
Dermglow. Jimmy, I want you to be the best you can be. You can. Thanks to DermGlowSkin.com. Mm-hmm. They make it so easy. You just complete the questionnaire, schedule a call to talk with a medical provider for approval, and the pharmacist, or as we used to say when I was a boy, the druggist, fills your prescription and it's delivered to your house. Boom! One injection once a week and get ready to lose 21 to 26% of your weight, along with improving your blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. It's FDA approved, and the results, my friends, they are real. DermGlowSkin.com offers semaglutide and tirzepatide for weight loss, in addition to NAD+, vitamin B12, and PT-141. You ever see that movie? It was about John F. Kennedy. Stop it with your phone. You can't stand it when he's not getting attention. DermGlowSkin is perfect. They will help you, Jimmy, if you crave a sexual boost, a cognitive boost, or reduced inflammation. I know. Kelsey not listening to that.
Dermglow Skin. You wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I think we're mostly worried about the cognition. DermGlowSkin.com has you covered. Get it shipped to your door, get excited, and get skinny for Las Vegas. Get excited, feel like yourself again, stop the food noise, and start your weight loss journey today. DermGlowSkin.com. We postponed it a break, but let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the roundtable.
We're in. Kelsey, this is exciting.
I'll be here.
Jimmy, okay. Yeah, okay. Owen, you want to stick around for the news?
Yes. I like this, Owen.
Does he sleep with his eyes open?
Well, that's right. I answer for him.
Yes. No, we're not doing that game anymore. We're not doing that game.
He's a vampire.
Jimmy, who is the greatest, in your opinion, the greatest summer Ozzie. Olympian? What?
Ozzie.
Of all time. He didn't play in the Olympics.
How do you know?
What would he compete in? Video poker?
Caitlyn Jenner.
You know what? It's funny. She made the list. Ruth. She did make the list. I was surprised. These are all relatively recent people, except for Caitlin and Jesse Owens, of course. I would go with Jesse Owens. But according to a new poll, Michael Phelps is the greatest summer Olympian of all time.
Of every country?
Yeah, that's what it's. Well, I think it was an American poll, so they're not going to be.
What about female?
Well, settle down. The greatest limit, they said, was Michael Phelps, 19% of the vote. Simone Biles was 16%. Yeah. Who did great despite her busted up knee. Jesse Owens came in third with 9%. And you wanted a female. Caitlyn Jenner got 3%.
Phelps is good at bong hits too, right?
Well, Phelps, I think he would be a very successful patron at your restaurant because remember he ate everything. Oh. Do you remember his huge, like, have like a 15 egg omelet and all that stuff because he was proteining up? Yeah. So, yeah, I think you'd be better to have him. What's that?
He's got turbo when he gets in the water because that's of that. Right.
But of course, because we are America, the most votes went to not sure. See?
Yes.
Duh. This
still
is
thinking
why
about
the,
it.
This is why the Kiwis think we're idiots. Oh, no. Are the Olympics right now? Good God, they're on every channel.
Kelsey's into it.
Yeah, all you got to do is put on the Peacock, one of my favorite streaming
DJ
services.
DJ Oshie.
He is not an Olympian.
He was.
Was he?
For
I met him, you know.
U.S. Olympic hockey team when they picked him to do all the extra shots after the regular period. What's going on? Where
well
am
said.
I?
Well,
what
said,
are your
Jimmy.
Words?
I think Jimmy had a few. I think Jimmy had a few extra shots there. Jimmy, use your words.
TJ Oshie.
TJ Oshie.
Your guy.
He was. My wife has a mega crush on him, and he was really cool to her. So I have to give him love. Speaking of pro athletes, Patrick Mahomes is the 11th highest paid quarterback, which is not great if you don't make the top 10. He doesn't care. Do you know who he's tied with? He's tied with Kirk Cousins. Don't you think he's more of a player, more of a happening guy than Kirk Cousins? Anybody?
No.
Definitely been on one team longer than Kirk has.
Yeah, he does travel, doesn't he? He's kind of like you. I think he might be playing in New Zealand. He says he doesn't feel underpaid, which is very nice because he's only making $45 million a year.
We don't like him.
I have to work 3 years to earn that much money.
He's like the new Tom Brady.
I thought you were the new Tom Brady.
No, don't roast me.
He does not feel that he's underpaid. He says it's about, he has that weird voice. It's about having good dialogue, good communications, and the time to build a great team around me. I'm doing pretty well myself. I like the fact that you're making $45 million, and he says he's doing pretty well himself. Are you? Yeah, you're able to make the rent every week? Good for you.
On that reality show and everything else.
Yeah. You hate him?
We don't like Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, no,
we're,
no.
We're coming for him. We're coming for him, Kansas.
Well, when you come for him, maybe you want to do some bank jugging. Do you know what bank jugging is?
Bank
jugging.
Yeah. Juggling?
No, it's not jugging. I checked. It's not that.
What is
bank jugging? I don't know why this is trending right now, because it seems like this would be less of an issue than it was like even 10 years ago. Bank jugging refers to a criminal act wherein... they're wearing garb, wherein perpetrators observe individuals withdrawing money from their bank account using the ATM machine and then getting them and taking the money. And this is a thing. You go to the credit union, you go to the bank, you open up, you withdraw the $120 or whatever, and the bank jugger's behind you, and he comes and he gets your money. Are we in the way? Is that American guy making like
is
pasta?
Somebody doing dishes?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Bank jugging them.
He's waiting to withdraw himself.
It's more of the money here. We got.
I know. The term jugging originates. This is fascinating. Bank jugging. The term jugging refers to the notion of a jug typically used to carry large amounts of money. Who carries money in a jug?
Now that you mention it,
mm-hmm.
that's where I keep all my quarters and my dimes and my nickels.
How do you get them out?
And I cash them in every time I'm home.
Is it like a that's a jar, not a jug. Right. A jug has a handle, and it's usually earthenware. This is, Jimmy, you are a wild card. But because we are so stupid, ask any Kiwi, they have given a list of things that you can do to avoid being bank jugged. And this, if you don't know this already, I pity you. Maintain awareness. Vary your routine. Don't go to the same ATM machine every night at 10. Mm-hmm. Secure your cash. Duh. I mean, these are just common sense. Utilize the drive-through. Not good at night. Be cautious of strangers. This is a good one. Park strategically. That's what you got to do. Use, and you got to be really scared for this last one. Use security escorts. How many people are hiring a security escort to go to an ATM machine?
Not it.
Not it?
Not me.
You could be my security escort. You could. But
just be broke.
Hey, I got that down. But yeah, so don't get bank jugged. Finally, Jimmy, you are a restaurateur. And because of that, I have to ask, is this unethical? Yeah. Are you familiar with a pup cup?
A pup cup.
Cup. Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but
you're talking
guess?
A little like Scott Shannon. A pup cup.
A pup cup.
That is when
flavors?
You go through that's when you only one. It's when you go through the line at Starbucks and you
for your puppy.
Yeah, you say you have a dog and they give you a free little thing of whipped cream.
Yeah.
And that's your pup cup and it's free. But is this a money-saving hack or is it unethical or brilliant? Instead of paying $3 to buy your kid a cake pop the next time you're going through the line at Starbucks, say you want a pup cup and then just give the whipped cream to the kid when
Kelsey,
you don't
start
have a
barking.
Dog. So as a restaurateur, if you opened a Starbucks or had a drive, I think a drive-through at Jimmy's would be great. Do you see that as unethical?
I don't like any of it because people bring their dogs to Jimmy's all the time, which I love.
I do.
I don't love the fact that my staff goes in there and gives them free bacon, free hot dogs, bowls of Guinness, you name it. These dogs are eating and drinking better than the customers.
A bowl
every time
of
I
Guinness?
Turn around, there's no charge for it. What is going on here? Who put Guinness in the bowl?
I didn't know that there was a problem. I love the dogs at the in the beer garden, but I didn't know there was a deal with them feeding them.
Can I get a half pound of bacon for my dog? Well,
what? But employees are doing this?
So we got it. Sometimes we charge. We go, ring it up.
Yeah, what you need is a dog. You need a dog menu.
Yeah, sure.
It would be like, you have a kid's menu, don't you?
Let me get right on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I understand.
Double the cost on one.
About some puppy doggy downers.
Yeah, the only problem in it is it's very embarrassing when you drive through with your wife and they give you a pup cup without asking.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, not my wife. No. My wife is pretty and has a very good memory. So we know it's not that. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about a phrase that's driving me crazy. And maybe it's an international thing, but Kelsey is young. I'm not. Jimmy's not. Maybe she can help us out. Fingers crossed.
Need you, Kelsey.
I don't want to play that music, Ben. I want to play this one. There we go.
We'll see.
Do you know what it is? Is it hot in New Zealand? Does it get hot in New Zealand at
all? It's winter here.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really hot here, and the summer is here.
How hot is it, Rob?
It is so hot. I just saw a fire hydrant arguing. What? Oh, with the hot sauce? Yeah.
Is it jot hot?
It is jot hot.
It is jot hot. It's so hot. I just saw two fire hydrants arguing over a dog. That's hot.
I just saw a chicken plucking his own feathers.
Walking in the shadow of Orson Welles. The heat of summer is here, and your favorite summer treat could be giving you extraordinary hydration. Hydration is important. Nobody can doubt that. Liquid IV has refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet that hit the spot when you need transformative, hydrating relief all summer long. It's almost impossible to overhydrate, especially in heat like this. So indulge in hydration with a powdered hydration band with the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Liquid IV has a secret ingredient, and that's LIV Hydrosides, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Check out five delicious sugar-free flavors, raspberry melon, rainbow sherbet, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime, and of course, return of fan favorite, cotton candy. Everyone loves it. Get it, yeah. You can grab a variety pack too if you have a hard time choosing, so that's fun. So tear, pour, live more. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Do it.
Remix them together.
What's that?
Can we mix them all together?
You can if you like. You know, the thing is that they say put it in a 12-ounce bottle of water. I like to put it in a little more water than that. I like it a little thinner, but it is delicious, and it does make you feel great. So Liquid IV.
Call them and see if they'll do wing sauce flavor.
You are really laser-focused, aren't you?
I'm the IV drink.
Liquid Jimmy is what we have. I was going to do they have convenience stores in New Zealand? Just so I'm just curious. Like, is there a 7-Eleven or anything? I would imagine that all the stores there are like old fashioned grocery stores. Like
Kmart is still super popular here.
Though they haven't gotten worried yet that they need to close. How unfortunate. I do a lot of my convenience shopping. I don't go to an inconvenience store. I've tried that, but it's just a hassle. So I go to the convenience store at Sheetz, which is a gas station and convenience store. I love it because it's the only gas station that's on the right side of the road on my way home. So it's an easy one to go into. So I went there and I did what I always do. I put the tank in to get the gas and let it going on a slow rate. They say, don't do this. But I left it unattended and I went into the convenience store because I was going to buy Slurpee because I'm 10 years old. What?
You left your pump going?
Yeah. It cuts off at the end. Yeah. I got things to do, man. I got to go in. I got to go.
Rob.
What's the problem, Jimmy?
Never mind.
It's never bitten me in the ass, ever. Okay. It cuts off. So anyway, I go in, and it's got an airlock. You know, two glass doors, and then a room, a small room. I don't know what it is. And then another pair of glass doors. Three of us all got there at the same time. I held up. I decided I'm going to be the good guy here. And I opened the door and two people went in and they both looked at me and they said, hey, I appreciate you. And I hate this expression because it's not thank you. It seems really shallow and noncommittal and I'm hearing it more and more. Anyway, so they opened the second set of doors and I get to go through. And the other guy that was going through looks at the guy and says, hey, I appreciate you. And the guy that's holding the door says, hey, I appreciate you. So it's got to be like a challenge now. Jeez. And I know, right? And I don't like the phrase, I appreciate you. It feels noncommittal to me. Do you hear this, Jimmy?
Turning into those two little chipmunks from Warner Brothers.
Exactly. Like, oh, after
no,
you.
Thank you. Oh, after I you. Apologize. Oh, no need.
But it really threw me when he turned it into like a challenge. And I'm wondering, is it so tough just to say thank you anymore that you have to be appreciated? And also, here's something that I'm going to tell you.
Go for the fist pump and don't say a word.
Here's something that's sort of bubbling under the surface, Jimmy. They don't really appreciate each other. They don't care. No. They're saying it's an empty thing. They don't. They say, I appreciate you. Oh, yeah? Well, I appreciate you. Oh, yeah? So do they say that in New Zealand? Do the Kiwis appreciate each other? Of course, down there, they're so friendly, they probably mean it.
Yeah, but I don't think they get overly like that. I think they're just, cheers, mate.
Yeah, you see, I would like that. Cheers, mate. That's nice. Cheers is good, but I appreciate you. That seems to me to come from like some sort of guidebook of people in the world of business that want to say something and not offend or anything. How can thank you be offensive? I mean, I like Rob, thank you. Please and thank you.
A minute later, they're both in their cars cursing each other.
Yeah, you're right.
Flipping each other off.
And you know why they're mad is because they did not leave the nozzle in their car. They had to wait for it.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Can I tell you a quick one I used to do? I used to put the nozzle in my car.
Yeah.
Instead of going into the convenience store to buy any snacks or anything, I'd go to the bar next door.
And you'd leave the nozzle in?
Quick shot, quick beer, head back over. That way the police officer thought I was just pumping gas. Kelsey,
I don't know if that's brilliant
this up?
Or sad.
That's how I got to know Clark. From Clark's Grill.
I used to do the same thing. We had a evening class at VCU that had a break in the middle of it, 7 to 9:40, and they'd break at about 8:10, just enough time to get a shot and a beer.
Yeah. Jimmy, you want another beer? Oh no, my tank's almost full.
And his windows were never cleaner.
Yeah.
I've never, although now I have a question. After you have your shot in the beer, have you pulled a Bob Spiewak special? My father, a couple times, has pulled out with the nozzle still in the tank.
Ooh.
And it's a breakaway. So yeah. It looks like his car has a tail. Have you ever done that?
I have not done that yet, but the night is young.
Yeah. What you need is that stuff. You need to improve your cognition.
My mom, God rest her soul, would try to parallel park in between two cars pumping gas, and she would back into the one behind her and then run into the one in front of her and get out and pump her gas and not even realize she did it.
I think that's terrific. And they'd say, where's your son? Oh, he's at the bar. We're going to come right back after this.
Kids, keep it down and drink your pumps.
Jimmy, I know you are a bonus show subscriber. And yeah. Thank you for doing that, because the bonus show is the best way. It is the best way to support this program. We love the bonus show people, and we also feel sorry for those who listen to the show but don't take the bonus show, because it's pennies a day. Kelsey, boo. You know you can get the bonus show for like $10 New Zealand, I think.
Yeah.
I have to run it through.
I have $10.
You have to run to the aeroport and exchange your cash. But what you got to do, folks, to support the show, take the bonus show. It is great. We'll have Mike is actually interrupting his vacation this week to do a bonus show. So we'll have a new one. We have a new bonus show every week. That's our promise to you. And if you go to an accelerated package, this is so cool. You can subscribe to the bonus show and you get the daily show without commercials. This mindless prattle that you're listening to right now, you'd never hear it. You'd never hear that Kelsey doesn't take the bonus show. And we need to talk about that.
I think you should throw in some dryer balls with it.
Laser focused. But if you go to MikeOMaraShow.com and you click the thing that says bonus, it's a button, or as the kids today say, a button. Click the button that marks bonus, and you can either subscribe to the bonus show or get the bonus show and commercial free content. Think about that. You'll be the talk of the
day. You can say bad words on the bonus show.
You can.
For example,
F.
U.
S. No, we're not spelling them. I'm telling you what they are. GDI, we can say that. B.
The C? That down here?
Yeah, that one.
She's popular.
Yeah, there's two don't for that. That yeah, that's a horrible.
That's popular here.
Horrible.
Yeah. It's a term of endearment.
I'm not gonna say
down here.
No, you can't. Don't say ranch. Ranch is the worst word you can say.
Oh, I say blue cheese. Hey,
Mike to come home to break into his vacation for work.
Isn't it? Isn't it nice? Don't you wish he was here right now?
Hello.
You and every listener.
Let's flip something.
The flip side.
And I'm kidding myself, as if anyone is still listening. Ha ha, it is
still
here.
You have three of us.
Hey, except for Owen.
And Kelsey's roommate.
You know, I think one of the most exciting things about the Olympics is the fact that Snoop is there, and he's offering a lot of great analysis and really bringing it into the 20th century.
The ping pong broadcasting.
I believe we call it table tennis now.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but of course. But people were giving Snoop a hard time because they thought he was wearing... People are so uptight, and I personally think that God probably has a better sense of humor than we give him credit for, but Snoop was wearing a necklace that people said looked like a satanic ritual necklace. It was not.
I don't know what y'all thought this was, but this is the GOAT. I had this made because somebody told me I was the GOAT, so I wanted to make me a GOAT chain. All that other shit y'all talking about, I don't know what y'all talking about, but this is the GOAT. Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
With a blue diamond on his head, gold. GOAT. That other shit y'all talking about, miss me with that bullshit. Dog is the GOAT.
I like the guy that's filming Snoop that says, he says, I'm the GOAT. And he goes, yes. Yes, you are. But it's not satanic. It's just a goat. That's all.
I thought he was a dog.
Well, you know what? If he was in New Zealand, he could be a sheep. Snoop Sheep. It's not easy to say.
Didn't he change his name once?
Yeah, his name used to be Calvin Brodus. Oh, I think it wasn't. Isn't that his real name?
Calvin has a trivia night.
Can you check me on that, Josh?
Trivia question, but he also changed his name from Snoop Dogg to something else.
Well, he was Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Snoop Lion.
Yeah. But yes, Calvin Brodus.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, Josh, Junior. I was thinking of his dad. Jimmy, you and I both have daughters of a similar age. I know I've said that before. Yes. And I think we're good dads. Miley Cyrus was recently interviewed by David Letterman, and they asked about her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. Don't break his heart. His achy,
breaky heart.
And she was very deft in describing their relationship, because recently, you know, he was one of his wives, he has a lot of them, outed him her having a bad temper and yelling. This is how Miley describes her relationship with her pop.
My mom is my hero.
Is her hero.
My father, I am grateful for his genes. My dad has great hair, and I got that. I also inherited the narcissism from my father.
Miley's telling it like it is when it comes to her divorcing for a third time dad, Billy Ray.
He looks
good. There's not estrangement here with your father.
Yeah. What is so beautiful is that my parents, they serve their children. There is a map of what to do and what not to do. And he's guided me on both.
That is saying that I have a lousy father without saying I have a lousy father.
Chelsea,
he served me well.
Feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Chelsea,
what do your kids have from you, Rob?
Julia, probably her creativity. And Robert's more like his mom. He has the temper.
It's okay.
Did you get your hair from your pop, Kelsey?
Yes, especially his bald spot.
Yeah, I was going to say. That looks like an Olympic event. This is fun to talk some international stuff. Was the Hawktua girl anything in New Zealand? And I know people are going to give me grief because I'm the only person keeping the Hawktua.
We don't need any more of her. It's been every 3 days for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I just got to know, was she anything in New Zealand?
I would say, was she? I had to look up who it was. Everyone kept referencing Hawktua. You knew it before I did.
Okay.
Is he on a billboard there yet?
Well, yeah. You know what? This is the first time since he's joined us that Josh has actually yelled at me. So no Hawktua video today. Although I will tell you, she's a big fan of comedian Matt Rife. That's it. And that's all. Josh, you saddened me.
You can play it. I'll have
next week is
no Hawktua girl. I can guarantee
that. This could be the final reference ever on the program.
Great.
I hope.
All right. But you know what? I'll say this. I've said in the past that at times she's quite attractive. She's cute. And this is very cute because she's very starstruck.
We can get Matt Rife.
Get on him.
I asked Haley her celebrity crush.
Miss Haley Welch.
Yeah, Miss Haley Welch.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing better now.
Why am I blushing? Why am I blushing right now?
I feel like Ghislaine Maxwell.
Haley, how old are you?
21.
How's your mom?
My mama a crackhead. You don't want her.
Is she an actual crackhead?
Yeah, I'm a crack baby.
Are you?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm so funny?
Okay, she might be your soulmate.
So
what
there's
is
that.
Happening right now?
I know it made Owen leave.
Oh, wow.
But I just thought she seems to be very open. That's all I'll say.
I see that. So she probably liked her dad more than her mom.
I don't know. Maybe, could be. Maybe her dad is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes. Maybe her dad is dating her, or Billy Ray Cyrus is dating her mom.
You know what? In this world, it almost has to happen. Let's close with this. Jimmy, I like to sometimes cater our bits to our guests. And the Osbournes have a podcast.
Oh, and, they do.
Yes. And Ozzy, put that horrifying thing away. Ozzy seems to be doing well. And apparently in one of their previous incarnations of their show, they were mean or disrespectful to Britney Spears. Didn't like the way she was dancing on TikTok and the Instagram.
Yeah.
So they apologized to Britney Spears. So today, let us close for my good friend Jimmy Cerrito, the family Osbourne.
Apologize to Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. Britney, I really owe you an apology.
Britney Spears on YouTube.
Dancing.
Everything.
Oh, safe, Britney.
It's, you know, it's sad.
Poor little
Very, very sad.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
for making a comment. However, it would be better if you didn't do the same dance every day. Change a few movements.
Tell her, Oz.
All right, I was going to say, Brittany, never stop dancing. I love your dancing. It makes you happy, and I'm so sorry if any of us offended you.
Listen, I like Brittany. I love Brittany.
I love Brittany Spears. It's the same dance every day.
So that what started as an apology ended up with Ozzy saying, do a different dance. Later on, that's a lengthy clip. I liked at the end when Ozzy said, yeah, and sometimes with knives. So there's some Ozzy from my buddy Jimmy. Appreciate it. Kelsey and Owen and Jimmy, it's very fun for me to get in here and hang with my friends. I appreciate you taking the time and making this episode a blast. Safe travels. When are you headed to Australia? How long?
In 5 days.
Wow.
See Maureen.
Maureen and I will be there.
That's great.
We're going to visit.
Yeah.
You know, the toilet's flush the other way down there.
It's true. And ahead of you guys.
I suppose. I hope you check back in and tell us if Australians think we're idiots. That's really what matters at this point. Thank you, Josh, for coordinating all this. Thank you, Sharon Bailey, for coming in. Yes. And remember to support her. Follow her on social media for information about her trek. We want to make sure that is a success. Thank you all. We will have a bonus show for you tomorrow. And until then, always know this. Thank you.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara bonus show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yes, go Bills.
Thanks, Rob.